Twitter fails to fact-check Reza Aslan for claiming Trump supporters are looting. By Alam Bokhari on May 30, 2020. Twitter has yet to fact-check a tweet from former CNN contributor and progressive author Reza Aslan that accuses Trump supporters of being responsible for violence and looting that has broken out around the country. White supremacists equals Trump supporters. These are Trump supporters burning and looting, said Aslan on Twitter. In response to a post from a CNN reporter stating that authorities are monitoring alleged criminals online, including postings by suspected white supremacists trying to incite violence. From this claim, Aslan somehow inferred that Trump supporters are behind the violence. Although there is a wealth of evidence to counter Aslan's fact-free claim, Twitter has not applied a Get the Facts label to Aslan's tweet, despite the fact that it pertains to ongoing violence in the country and may be used to inflame tensions. Twitter has also failed to take action against a tweet that went viral on the platform 3 days ago, saying violence is the answer. Twitter has in recent weeks decided to fact-check and censor a number of the president's tweets. Most recently, it censored a tweet from the president about the Minneapolis riots. The company accused the president of glorifying violence, because the statement could be understood to be backing the use of military force against rioters. Twitter also censored the official White House account, which posted an identical tweet to the president's. Before that, Twitter added a fact-check label to one of the president's tweets expressing widely held, factually substantiated concerns about the potential for voter fraud and mail-in ballots. Twitter later corrected its fact-check after it was itself fact-checked. President Trump recently signed an executive order aimed at curbing political bias from big tech companies. The order seeks to activate the FCC, FTC, and Department of Justice to narrow tech companies' legal immunities and investigate the company's failure to uphold political neutrality as a potential deceptive business practice. Breitbart News has reached out to Twitter for comment. Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.